are here today, Applying Pressure Podcast. We got Tyke Hayes here from Aliquippa, high school All-American. Tyke, give us just some of your background. I know for you, you got a lot of attention this year, but like on a local basis, but now you're starting to reach more nationally, getting more national recognition as an All-American. So give us sort of a rundown of how the season went for you and just a background of who you are and everything.
I mean, the season went real good. I feel like I could have did a little bit more things better looking back on all the film that I did. And me coming as a freshman and like the lineman and the quarterback and stuff, pulling me down and stuff and teaching me like new things that I never thought about or knew about in football to help my game. The coach is helping me. It's just like everybody in the community just helped me out and made the season feel way better than what it was.
So that's crazy you said that you feel like you can still learn things. You had like a hell of a year, hell of a season. At what point, you know, we're family for those who don't know, but last time I seen you, you were like this tall. I seen you at one of the Penn State, I think the spring game, not this past year, but the year before. And I'm like, Dad, I ain't even recognize
it. It was last year.
I'm like, there's no way that's Tyke. At what point did you realize that you were really good at football? Like, not just okay like everyone else. Like, when did you realize that you were a standout football player?
Me, I always wanted a challenge. Like, youth really wasn't a challenge because, like, I was always better than other kids. So, people say I was good at football and I was the future. Like, I didn't really listen to them because it's only youth football. Like, the kids were way smaller than me and everything. So, I didn't really think too much of it. So, but when I got to high school, like, what game was it? It was Beer Falls game. I got my first carry. I think I ran over a dude and then almost scored. And then that's why I knew, like, yeah, I could do this. I'm good at football. I'm, like they said, I'm the future and stuff. And, like, I really took that to heart. So, like, that's when I realized I was really good at football. We played Beer Falls the very first game.
What makes you different?
I think what makes me different is, like, I study the game like anybody else. Like, and countless hours in the film. I'm like very powerful for my age. Like, I'll run through you. I'm beyond smart. Like, I can read defense. I can read defenses like a quarterback. So, like, I know a hold ahead, everything. And the chemistry I got with the guys, like the chemistry I have with the people I'm playing with, because I played with them for years already.
Here comes Chase. Touches to the outside. He's at the 5. Yeah. Touchdown! 12-yard touchdown. Tyke Hayes.
At the beginning of the year, I followed you throughout the year. You know, you came in a freshman. So you're a freshman. It's your first year of high school. You kind of were just one of the running backs. What transitioned you from being just one of the running backs to the running back, not just the running back, but now one of the best running backs in the country?
A couple of injuries with the two running backs we had. You had a couple of injuries, and then Coach Mike and Coach Pat believed in me, and then it took off from there.
Obviously, you have the family. You know, you got the background. You got, you know, Josh, Bernard Lay, you got, you know, Justin King. I mean, the list goes on. Were you able and aware to really, like, pay attention to and learn from the greatness of the legend that you have in your family? And if so, what part of the game did you take from them, and are they still there to guide you now?
The game I took from Josh, my Uncle Josh, is he told me he never hit the weights because he got drafted to the Saints. He got cut, so... That always had me like, I gotta hit the weights. I gotta stay in the weight room. And also, I got another thing for him, which is the IQ and like the creativity I got. That's, I see myself in his game.
So, Tyke, I heard the coach's relationship with you, like the person that you are, separates you. And so, I think it was like a story about someone in the locker room, they didn't have their cleats, and you like threw them your cleats just to make sure, you know what I'm saying, they had their stuff. Can you talk a little bit about that?
It was like, he was one of our players, but he couldn't play yet. So it was like raining outside, but I didn't have no shoes. I only had Crocs. He had slides, and his socks were already wet. So I just threw him my Crocs and said, "You wear these before you get sick." So to just help him out a little bit.
That's dope. Because, you know, it's not a lot of that out there, like today, and especially you growing up, you being from Aliquippa, obviously that background, you know, is tough. You got to face a lot of adversity. Do you think that that plays a role in the person you are and the player that you are?
Yeah, that plays like a lot of role. Like my mom, like I think I get most of my toughness from her because she's always working hard, like countless hours at work, putting in for us. What we need, she will always get. Like,
right.
She's get anything for us, do anything for us. Always got our backs. Like, she our backbone. Me and my sibling, she's our backbone.
She's a hustler.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ray Ray. I'm just so happy to see your progress. Like, you just shoot up. I know it's a lot for one person to take at such a young age so quickly. So people went from not really, like I said, you just being like one of the running backs to the running back. And so with that being said, you know, what are your offers looking like? How much attention are you getting from schools right now? Fill me in. You don't have to give me like a top list or anything like that, but just fill me in on like your thoughts of the schools that are showing you interest right now.
The offers I have Penn State, Pitt, West Virginia, Cincinnati, UConn, Maryland, Syracuse, and Michigan.
That's a long list for a freshman, because that's a long list. How you feel about that? Like,